Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 3rd of August. What does heaven look like? This week on Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we focus on what Jesus has to say to us about heaven. We turn back to Matthew chapter 13 and verses 31 to 33 and 44 to 52. Today we're reading from the English Standard Version. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches." He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." "Have you understood all these things?" They said to him, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Amen." Have you ever thought how beautiful heaven must be? Think of the most beautiful place you have seen on earth. It is just a shadow of how beautiful heaven is. Jesus describes the kingdom of heaven as being like a treasure hidden in a field, or a pearl of great value. Why? Because the Bible tells us that unlike the earth, in heaven there will be no more sickness. If you are suffering from ill health or worried about someone else's health, then God promises that in heaven you will get a new and perfect body. The Bible also tells us that every one of our needs will be met in heaven. If you're worried about how you're going to cope with the current cost of living crisis, then help is at hand. Please do reach out and find it. But greater than this help is that one day in heaven, we will not want for anything. The Bible also tells us there will be no sin in heaven. Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins, and in response, whilst we are here on earth, we try to live our lives so that we become more like him. But we are not yet perfect. One day, though, we will see Jesus face to face, and immediately our character will be changed to be like him. How beautiful heaven must be when we realize that God promises there will be no death or sadness. God cares about you and is with you through all the tears and the pain that you suffer in this life, but one day he will wipe them all away. And the best thing is that we will get to enjoy heaven with him forever. We don't yet realize how beautiful heaven must be, but one day we will see it. Praise God. as you reflect on these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you go deeper. What do you find most beautiful about heaven? I do hope to see you tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drills as we think about heaven cheering us on.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.